disease. Only a couple weeks left, so.
7:00.
Ready?
Yep.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Srilik?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, December the 20th.
Make that motion?
Motion's been made. We have a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the minutes of our last meeting? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. When the clerk gets ready, I'll have her read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $27,497.90. Economic Development, $75. Police, $12,056.93. Fire, $9,042.78. Street, $3,561. Parks, $536.80. Public Health and Safety, $617.64. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $100. Garbage, $1,400.64. Cemetery, $190.83. Water Operations, $18,676.04. Sewer Operations, $4,226.34. EPA West Side Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Water Deposits, $750. Clinton Sanitary District, $44,739.99. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $4,942.14. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $477,718.99.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communications. Seth, you here this evening? If you would state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah. My name's Seth Reddington. I live at 404 Brown Street, Clinton, Illinois.
Thank you. You have more than one subject to talk about, Seth?
No, I don't. I'll try to keep this
Okay.
Short, sweet.
Okay.
I just want to come and address the council. I've been looking into some things, you know, kind of concerning. I've been watching for a couple of years. And pulled some paperwork and looked. And none of the commissioners have gas cards. But Commissioner Ballinger did. So I don't understand why he had a gas card. Nobody else had one. Why he's putting fuel in his personal truck. I don't understand that. When you guys have policies set in place for that. Now, when he went to that pump, creating documents. You know, I had a police report made on the incident. Called City Hall the next day, nobody knew anything about it. This needs looked at and addressed, and it's pretty broad. Covers a lot of different things, just by the paperwork I pulled. The comment was made. People only ask one question. I asked so many questions that the city said quit. There's an issue. There's a problem. It hasn't been looked at and addressed locally because it can't. How can a department honestly investigate or look into their boss? There's an issue, and you guys need to address this. The other thing is how is our fire department rendering service? We'll use the haunted house, for instance. The haunted house ran 3 hours and 47 minutes every day that it was open. I pulled the payroll on that. You got guys at the haunted house 8 and 10 hours per day. There's a problem. And I think it starts at the top and filters its way down. You as a council should look at this and address it. That's all I have to say. You guys got any questions for me?
Okay. Yeah, all this information that you have, we are gathering it also. If something comes up, we got a major decision on it, we'll get a hold of you.
If you have any questions.
We are looking into all of it.
It's Pandora's box. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's see if Paul's got any update on the hospital affairs.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
We have been fortunate that we have not added more COVID patients to the inpatient beds. We've got one out of four. Our staff over the weekend and over the holidays in the ER, we haven't had, you know, any of those major accidents that we tend to have this time of year when there's snow and ice. We haven't had it yet. So the only pressure on the ER really, while we're short staffed, was people that still want to come to the ER and ask for a COVID test. We have to direct them to where they can make an appointment and get a COVID test. That's not what we're there for. But other than that, things are stable, so let's keep our fingers crossed and hopefully this thing doesn't get too much out of hand.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Move down to streets and public improvement.
I don't have much.
Just remind everybody, we did pick up all the brush from the storm that come through. We will not pick up any brush this month or next month unless we have another storm. You may have noticed, too, the guys started today taking down Christmas lights. They'll have them hopefully down by tomorrow. And also remind people, this is the time of year, you know, we've been lucky so far, haven't any snow. We had a little bit, guys were out a little bit, put a little salt out over the weekend. But just remind people, we have emergency snow routes, and if we have a 2-inch snowfall, you are required to remove your vehicle off the snow routes, and if not, they can be towed. So, like I said, so far we've been fortunate, no snow, but it will hit us sooner or later, and that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
I got a couple. Since you asked, and you were talking about the storm we had last time and everything, what about the piles that are out there right now at this particular time that could have maybe been brought out from the backyards or whatever? Are we going to go ahead and get that one time and get rid of this stuff that's out there right now?
We've been through a couple times already, so we're in quite a bit. So
that's just up to them to get it to the yard waste?
Thank you for reminding me. The yard waste will be open all winter long, weather permitting. So, no, we've made several trips through town. So this has
I'm just curious because I know that I just saw some just lately, and yeah. I know that some of them have drug it from the back and stuff. And I don't know if they're just slow or
Them you can see have cut stuff up and brought out after the fact.
Okay,
too.
Well,
we have to, unfortunately, we have to stop sometime.
Okay.
So,
all right,
but you also watch out to leaves. You still, if they put them in the bags, we'll pick up the bags of leaves.
Okay.
The bags are done, put away for the season. So thanks, don't forget.
Okay.
Anybody got anything for John? Done?
Okay, John. All I have is what's on new business, and I'll explain that whenever we get down there.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't have anything this evening. Surprising, right?
All right. Any?
I have nothing.
You don't have anything? Okay, we'll move down, unfinished business. We got the pipe, plumbers and pipe fitters contract.
Ask Tom.
Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom?
Outside that line.
I try to forget you all the time, don't I?
That's right. Anyway, I just want to remind everybody, we've got copies of the audits for the TIF funds. They're pretty short, not like the audit for the city. If you have any questions, give either me or Clint a call.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. Plumbers and pipe fitters contract, do you have a motion for that?
Yep. Motion to approve resolution 2022-1, resolution authorizing execution of contract for the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Clinton and the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local Union Number 137.
And I'll second it.
Any discussion on the contract? We pretty well went over all that. Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We'll place a few items on file. The CO2 system for the water plant. You want to talk about it now?
There's no reason. Last meeting, we talked about they had to get the guy here because there was an emergency. We had to have it worked on because the heater and a few other things, it started going out of it. The plant's 20 years old. It seemed like it flew by, but there's 20 years of service out of it. And the CO2 tank is a key ingredient of the entire process. And the box that supports a lot of the controls and stuff kind of started rotting away. There's upgrades that need to be done. You had an estimate that was each in one of your boxes. And it's like the heater is a 480-volt heater. That's $4,000. We've got two techs that are going to be on site, get purge and take care of all the stuff and just revamp the entire vessel, basically. And their mileage, all the stuff, the controllers, new controls, the computer contacting, you know, getting everything acceptable to our system. They're going to be doing all that. And, yeah, it seemed like an awful lot of money, but if we had to go out and replace the entire thing, it'd be a lot more than that. But I just wanted to explain what they're doing and why. Same thing as here before too long, we're going to be going inside and working on some of the computer controls. And we have fixed valves. We've done a lot of things that have been upgraded. You know, there used to be air valves. Now they're actually gate valves. They run off the electrical impulses. But we do keep upgrading and fixing the things that we need to, and upgrading as things come in that's a little better to work on that system. So, but that's why, you know, a $14,815 repair is needed to get it back up and get everything sealed up and fixed back where it lasts another 20 years, hopefully. So, but I want to explain that as we're going.
That's fine. Okay. Another item we're going to place on file is the agreements with Ameren, Illinois Company, and Electric Line Extension and Natural Gas Distribution on the Illinois Drive subdivision, known as Horizon Lane. The other one is the fire contract. We got it put together?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have, unless anybody's got anything else. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Can you make the motion?
Have a good evening.
You too.
Can you make the motion?
Thanks, Steve.
Can you make the motion?
See you guys. See you, Clint. See you.
See you all.
See you, Tom.